Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Tes Zayin, and we will begin four lines from the bottom of daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss doing business with Ovdei Kechavim. The beginning of the Masechta dealt more exclusively with Yoyim Edom, different transactions that you couldn't get involved with a pagan, B'Yoyim Edom, on the day of their Chagah, but now the Gemara is discussing things that you're never allowed to sell to an ox. What's up, the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon? Ein Moichin Lam Trisin, you're not allowed to sell shields to a guy. So in the previous sugya, the Gemara was discussing selling Kli Zayin, armor, weapons, to a guy. Says the Braisa, on that note, you can't sell a shield either. Yesha, I mean, some say Moichin Lam Trisin, you could. What's the machlik? It's my time. Why shouldn't you be able to sell it? Bishloima, you don't want to sell a sword, a spear, today a gun, a tank, or something like that, because that's something that actually causes damage. But a shield is used to protect yourself. So says the Gemara, is the reason, because you don't even want to sell them something that's going to protect them. You shouldn't sell them food. You shouldn't sell them anything that's going to make them stronger, that may indirectly impact what it is they're trying to do. So Amar Rav, Rav said, you're right. You bring up a good point. If it was possible not to sell food to pagans ever, the halacha would be don't sell. But it's not Efshar. And the reason it's not Efshar is, Rashi says, because of Eva. The point is, the reason you can't sell treason is because even though you don't use the actual treason, the shields, to fight, but indirectly you're helping them. If that's the case, we can think of other things that may indirectly help them. Maybe you shouldn't be able to sell those things either. True. Absolutely. It's a true statement. But very often, that's going to be an issue of Eva. Like, don't sell them food. You're going to cause problems. So if there's an issue of Eva, there the halacha is you could sell. If there's no issue of Eva, you can't. But that is the basis for this halacha of a moichel lem treason. It can have some at a different shot. Trace it. Now, the reason I want to sell them a shield is the chisholim zinayu. Because if you're fighting a battle and you run out of weapons, katli begavayu, you can use the shield as a weapon. So the katchila, it's used to protect. But b'dieved, it could be used for offense as well, and as a result, halachas you don't sell the yeshayimrim. So what does the yeshayimrim hold? Meichalem treason. The chisholim zinayu ma'arkiyarki, because they held. Then no. What happens is if you're in battle and you don't have weapons anymore, you don't use the shields and weapons. What you do is you run for your life. Ma'arkiyarki, and it's for that reason you could sell it. In other words, the Gemara had said two reasons potentially why in meichalem treason. First reason is because indirectly you're helping them. The second reason is because when they run out of weapons, they'll use the treason. What does the Yeshayimrim hold? Obviously, the Yeshayimrim doesn't hold any one of these forests. He's not worried about the idea of it indirectly benefiting them. Additionally, he holds that you're never going to use the treason as a weapon, because if you run out of weapons, you're going to actually run away. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Halachik Yeshayimrim, that what? Meichman lehem treason. Amar Rav Adavar Ahava, Eim Reichel Mashashi Yashol Barzi. Now let us sell them bricks of metal. My time, and Bishun the Cholshim, not Klizayin. Because even though in of itself is not Klizayin, but you could always use the Barzel and make from it Klizayin. Ihochi, Freik, the Gemara, Filum, Arvi, Chassini, Nav. You shouldn't be able to sell them any tools. Anything that's made of metal, you shouldn't be able to sell. Because just like you could take the Yashashi Yashol Barzel and convert it into Klizayin, you could take the Marv Chatzina and convert it into Klizayin as well. Amrav Zvid, the Parzel Hindva. When Adab Rahava said, a Moichel Mashashel Shobar, he didn't mean any Barzel. He meant a specific type of Barzel, Barzel that was used for weapons. Marv Chatzina wasn't made from that Barzel. That's why there's no issue. But you're right. You could sell him metal. It's just a certain type of metal that you can't. For Idna the Kamez of Nira. Fake the Gemara, nowadays, people are very makel. They'll sell even Parzel Hindva. They'll sell these types of things to the Akum. How are you allowed to do it? L'chura, they're violating a halacha. I'm Rav Ashi, the Parsoi, the Magni Lavan. Because today, who are we selling it to? The Persians. And the Persians, they protected us. So even though, you know, maybe sometimes the Persians weren't so good to the Jews, but at the end of the day, the Yidden lived amongst the Persians, and the Persians, when they protected their land, they were protecting the Yidden as well. So it's viewed differently in halacha, and that's why you're allowed to sell it. Agolin this Yachim. So the Mishnah on Daf Yudal and Beis discussed the halacha of selling behemoths to a guy. So at first glance, you would say, of course you're allowed to sell a behemoth to a guy. Stating that, it was very complicated. The Mishnah said, a behemoth daka depends on minhag hamakom. If the minhag hamakom is to sell, you can sell. If the minhag hamakom is not to sell, you can't sell. Behemoth gasa, the halacha is ein moichin. You're never allowed to sell a behemoth gasa. Behemoth daka depends on the minhag hamakom. Why could you never sell a behemoth gasa? So the Gemara gave three reasons. Gzeira mishum she'ela, mishum schirus, umishum nisyoni. The problem is that if you're going to sell your behema to a guy, what you may come to lend it to him or rent it to him. And if you lend it or rent it to him, being that it belongs to you, and he will do malacha with it on Shabbos, it's going to come out that he's using your animal to do malacha on Shabbos, and your animal's really not supposed to do malacha on Shabbos. Additionally, the Gemara said there's a chshash of nisyoni. The chshash of nisyoni was that we're afraid that you may sell the animal some of the shkia sacham on Erev Shabbos, and what's going to happen is, right before Shkia, the buyer is going to say, I want to take it for a test drive. I want to make sure that this animal actually works. So they're going to make this little test, nisyoni, nisyoni is a test. They're going to have this little test. They're going to tell the animal to walk daladamas. The animal's going to hear the voice of the seller. When he hears the voice of the seller, that's going to prompt him to go. And you're going to be over mechamer and chas. That was yesterday's app. But the point is that talocha is you're allowed to sell a behema daka if the minig amokim is to sell a behema daka, because you don't do melacha with a behema daka, but a behema gasa, which is something you do melacha with. Here, the halacha is that you're never ever allowed to say. Stating that, there were two kulas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Mata Beshvura Ben Beseira Mata Besos. What was Rabbi Yehuda Mata Beshvura? Rabbi Yehuda held that if the animal is a shavur, meaning the animal is handicapped, said anyways can't do malacha. If it can't do malacha, there's no reason not to sell it. The whole reason not to sell it is because of Sheila, because of Schiros, because of Mechamer. It's all related to some malacha that the animal's going to do on Shabbos. But being that this animal's anyways a shvura, it can't do malach. If you can't do malach, you have nothing to worry about. Zok de Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Mata Beshvura, Benesha India Chayla, Lehisrapois Filichis. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa explained his position a little bit better. He said that a Shvura will never get better. And because this Shvura will never get better, so what did the owner do with the Shvura? He would immediately kill it. Because if you can't use it for malacha, you might as well use it l'shchita, to have some benefit from this animal. So being that you're going to end up killing the animal right away, you never have the gzeira that's going to come that you would usually have when you sell. So usually when you sell an animal, people are going to say, oh, you could sell an animal, you can rent it, and you could lend it. It's going to bring l'day gzeira. Now, where's the gzeira going to manifest itself? Someone is going to see that a guy has another yid's animal. There used to be a tfias ayin with animals. So someone's going to see that a guy has another yid's animal. He's not going to know if he sold it to him or if he rented it to him. That's where the gzeira is going to play itself out. But if the animal's going to be killed as soon as it's sold, then we have nothing to worry about. So sell the shvura. Immediately it's going to be shocked. No one's ever going to see it in the guy's house to suddenly now bring the gzeira. So for that reason, Yehuda said you have nothing to worry about. Unrelated, they told him. I don't know if that's true. Because even when you sell a shvura, doesn't mean they're going to shecht it immediately. Maybe they'll breed it. Maybe they're going to want to have it give children. They keep it in so they're going to keep it around. I'm going to answer you. Who told the Kisha Taylor? Really, when that happens, get back to me. Alma, what do you see? What was he trying to say? The point he was making was that a handicapped animal, it's difficult to mate. And being that it's difficult for it to mate, they didn't breed it. And being that they didn't breed it, they're going to end up killing it. Then they end up killing it. No one's going to be able to see it in the Rishus of Ba'ivik and Chavim. As a result, the Gzeiras, the issues that we had on Daft Hezvav, will never play itself out. Then Beseira was the second kula in the Mishnah. He was Mata Besos, meaning even though a sus is a behema gasa, and the Mishnah said ein meichrin behema gasa, a sus ben Beseira said is okay. Tanya ben Beseira Mata Besos b'mnei shoyse ba melacha she'ein chayav an alechatas. And the reason is because the whole chashash of the Mishnah is related to Shvisas Behema on Shabbos. I mean that it's related to Shvisas Behema on Shabbos. With a sus, you never have to worry about, because a sus will never do a melacha deiraisa. A sus can't do a melacha. So what do people use a sus for? You use it the rechiva, you use it to ride the sus. Now, if you're riding it in a Rishus HaRabim, it's not considered that the sus is doing the malacha. The fed is not the one doing the malacha. Why not? Because Chai Nois says that's why. It's not Chayresh, it's not Tzere, it doesn't do any of those other malachas. As a result, there's never a time where the sus is going to do a malacha, so you have nothing to worry about. Rebbe Yoyser, Rebbe said it's Osir, and he gave two reasons. Mipnei based on Echad Mishum Teres Kli Zayin, Echad Mishum Teres Behem Agas, and more especially Mishum Teres Kli Zayin, because sometimes the horses were used in war, and the horses themselves were weapons. So being that they were weapons, it's for that reason you can't sell. So you're right, maybe mitzad the ikur takon of eimaychem behem agas, you don't have to worry about selling a sus. But there's another issue. You're not allowed to sell kli zayin. We just started this morning's daf with, maybe you can't even sell a shield. Maybe you can't even sell a shashiyo shel barzel. Why not? Because it's kli zayin, or it can come the day kli zayin. So you can't sell a sus because of the Kli Zayin Shabai. So that reason, says the Gemara, I understand. Elo Teres Behema Gasa Mayhi. What does it mean that you shouldn't be able to sell it for the Behema Gasa reason? L'churu Ben Beseira is right. Ben Beseira said it's never going to come to a Behema Gasa issue, because Behema Gasa means that the guy is going to do some sort of malacha with it. What malacha is going to be done? I'm Rabbi Yechon. Look, he's asking, because when the sus gets old, Matchina Berichayim, they used to make it work by the windmill, the Shabbos, that's Toichin, that's already malacha day rice. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, Allah give Ben Beseira. An ox that's really, really big. So they fattened up this ox to the point that it can't do malacha right now. What's the halacha? Could you sell that ox? Or could you not sell that ox? So it sounds a little bit like shvura. Shvura was an animal that you can't do malacha with. And Rabbi Yehuda was matav v'shvura. It was machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So a similar shayla. Shor shel petem ma'u. Tibayi l'Rabbi Yehuda. Tibayi l'Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, I don't think that the easy answer to this question is that it's totally the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. But rather, I can pose the question, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, and pose the question, leave it to Rabbanan. The Gemara explains. Rabbi Yehuda, at kan lekoi shor Rabbi Yehuda el b'shvur. Rabbi Yehuda was matav b'shvur, but it could be dafka by shvur, toli asli l'cha malacha. Shvura can never do malacha. That was Rabbi Yehuda's hoysofa that he said in the Braisa. Mipnei she'inu yecholo lehisrapois v'lichyois. Being that it's never going to have a refuah, it's going to die a shvura. So if it's never going to have a refuah, they would kill it right away. Leave it around to mate it. No, ain't a mekabel zachar. So they're going to kill it. If they're going to kill it, so it's for that reason. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't see there being an issue. But an oversized shor, a shor shall pet them. The chimashile, you can put it on a diet and it can lose weight. Asli l'chalam malacha. It will be able to do malacha. So maybe also, maybe over the Rabbi is going to say it's also. I don't the Rabbanan. The Gemara said I can flip it. I could say that even the Rabbanan like Hasri Hasan El the Stami Lav L'Shchita Kai. The Rabbanan said it's also by a shvur. Right? It was only Rabbi Yehuda that was matav a shvur. The Rabbanan said a shvur is also because the Rabbanan hold. Maybe they will made it. Maybe they're going to keep it around. Who said they're going to shecht it right away? Aval Hai, this is different. The Stami L'Shchita Kai. There were certain animals that they used to fatten up. And you know why they used to fatten it? Because they wanted to shecht it and they wanted to get a lot of meat out of it. That's dafka why they fattened it. So when you see a shershal petem, you know. That it's stomi l'shchitakai. So maybe I feel the rabbanon shari. Maybe even the rabbanon are not going to be matar. So Rabbi Yehuda was matar b'shvura, but the Gemara says shershal petem and shvura is not the same thing. I could spin it that it's more chamer. I could spin it that it's more kuladik. Either way, even though at first glance it seems very neat, shershal petem. A shor that shvura, they're the same. They're behemagasa. You're not allowed to sell a behemagasa. Both animals can't do malacha right now. Do you have the issa behemagasa? Do you not have the issa behemagasa? But the Gemara says if you break it down, if you analyze it in depth. The shayla of shvura and the shayla of shershal petem is not the same. So what's the halacha? Listen to this. Rebbe's family used to send a shershal petem on the aid, on the chaga of the oivdei avodah zarah as a gift to the kaimrim of the avodah zarah. Now what happened was Rebbe got a little bit uncomfortable. So he said dalid rivavav. What he did was he spent $40,000 she'im makrivin oisayon. That the Romans, if they have a desire, when they're makriv, they shouldn't be makriv it on the chaga, elo lamacha, the next day. The next year, chisidal rivavan, he spent another $40,000. She'im makrivin oisechay elo shachat. That he should allow me, Rebbe said, to sell it to you shachat, not sell it to you alive. Chisidal rivavan, then he spent another $40,000. She'im makrivin oisechay, they shouldn't be makriv it at all. My timer, why was he so worried, Rebbe? Why was Rebbe so concerned about sending this animal that he spent all this money? Rebbe was a gevir, but he's spending tens of thousands of shekels or whatever the denomination was at the time to get them not to need this gift, to somehow walk away from this gift. What's the issue? The Gemara assumes the issue must have been because you're not going to sell a behemagasa. The problem is it's a shershal petem. It anyways can't do malacha. They're going to shecht it right away. So you don't have the isser of behemagasa. Zok the Gemara must be mishum dum asik l'shuye. Because even though right now it can't do malacha, but maybe later it's going to be able to do malacha. So what do you see? You see that a shershal petem is an issue. Because if it wasn't an issue, why is Rebbe spending all this money to try to circumvent having to send this gift? What's the big deal? Send the gift. Elamai, because you can't give a behemagasa to a guy. You can't sell it. You can't gift it. You can't do anything with a behemagasa. Aye, this is a shershal petem. So you see from here that even a shershal petem is an issue. But the Gemara says, litamech, according to you, what did Rebbe do the first year when he said, she'im akriven oisai hayoim elo lamacha? Right, he spent 40,000 shekels that they shouldn't be makrivet b'yomeidon, they should be makrivet the next day. What's the difference if it's today or the next day? Does it make a difference? My time, who cares? If there's an isser, then there's an iser. Elo Rebbe me'akir milsabai. What Rebbe was trying to do is he was trying to get out of this whole situation. Rashi says the reason he was trying to get out of the situation is because, Rashi gives an interesting reason, because it's a melacha of bezoyin. V'avoydes bezoyin hoysa. To be mefatim the shor. It wasn't something that he wanted to do. V'savar ye'okir v'asi porta porta. You can't just get out of something right away. You have to do it slowly. So slowly, porta porta, right? Rome wasn't built in a day, pun intended. So I'll get out of it slowly, slowly. One year we'll get them not to do a B'yemeidam. The next day we'll get them to accept the gift shachot. The third year we'll get them to not even accept the gift at all. And that was his way of somehow getting it. The Rishonim ask a very obvious question. The Rishonim ask, then why is the Gemara assuming that the reason Rebbe had a problem sending this gift was because of the halacha that you're not allowed to sell or gift a behemagasa to a guy? Say more pashut. This is B'yemeidam. So if this is B'yemeidam, then Pashteitzich, he wasn't allowed to send it. This is the first halacha of the Mishnah. Maybe we were discussing the Issa D'Rabban on Lifnei Eidem Shalayv D'Kechavim Shalayshah Yomim Asa Lassis V'Lassis Himon. See, you have a havamina why Rebbe wasn't comfortable giving this gift? Maru doesn't understand. Why did Rebbe have a problem giving the Shor Shel Petah? Oh, must be because it's a halacha. That you're not allowed to give a behemagasa to God. You can't sell it. You can't give it to him as a matana. It was a Shor Shel Petah. So you have a raya from here that a Shor Shel Petah is still going to be awesome, which was the Ibayah in the Gemara. Fregin, Allah Rishonim, every single Rishon asks this kasha, the Rajba, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, says, say more poshim. Maybe the reason Rebbe had a problem was Yemeidah. Yemeidah, there's a chash of Azomomoidah. Yemeidah, there's a problem of Lefneiver, the Ibayah in the Gemara, the Vavam and Aleph. So, why is the Gemara not sure what Rebbe's issue was, and why is it a pshitus to Arab? Ibayah has nothing to do with that lochabe. Maybe Yishai shall pet them is not a problem. The reason Rebbe had an issue was simply because of Yemeidah. So the Rishonim said, you have no choice, you have to be madchik. It's in the number one. The two reasons the Gemara gives for why you're not allowed to give a gift B'yemeidah, or you can't even do business B'yemeidah, is Azul U'maidah and Lifneiv. Azul U'maidah, being that every year Rebbe used to give this, they weren't Azul U'maidah anymore. You're Azul U'maidah when you something that you weren't expecting comes. But when you're expecting this money to come every year on this date, you're not so Azul U'maidah anymore. You take it for granted. So the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, even though they were Azul U'maidah for every little thing, I mean, that's why you have so many technical halachas. But you see, there's a concept of hergel. There's a little musa here. That being that you're expecting it, it's been here every year, that wire clears, so yeah, you take it for granted. And you're not even Azul U'maidah anymore. You don't even have it in Zin by Maidah anymore. Because it's like so obvious to you that this is going to come. I Lifneiver. Lifneiver, you could say that they had animals anyways. Lifneiver is only a problem if it's Koi betray Avri Denahara. Either way, but the Gemara says that this holy boy in the Gemara is presupposing that a shor shel petem, if it goes on a diet and it loses weight, it could do malacha. The Gemara says, is that true? The chimashi le bari vav malacha? Amar av ashi, yes. Amar li zvida, I heard from zvida. Bar tura, mashina le, if you take a shor and you put it on a diet, it loses weight. Ovid al chashrein, it becomes twice as productive as an animal that didn't first get fattened up and then lose all this weight. Either way, yeah, shor shel petem, if it's mashile, it actually becomes stronger than a regular shor, and that is the premise of this shayla. So before we go weiter, mi'inyin le'inyin, ba'isa'inyin. By the way, tomorrow we're going to start a few dafin of classic Agadat Gemara. But before we go weiter, more on this note, just want to go back. You know, we didn't learn together yesterday, and just speak out one ha'ara as it relates to the halacha of Ein Moichrin Behema Gasa Agolin Siochin Shleimin Shvurin. This halacha that you're not allowed to sell a Behema Gasa. And the Gemara gave different reasons why you're not allowed to sell a Behema Gasa. One of the reasons the Gemara said was Amar Rami Breder Avieva Gzeira Mishum Nisyoni. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simin Kuf Nun Aleph Sivkoton Dalit says Mokam Shenagu Shaloi Limka Behema Daku Levi Kichavim Ein Moichrin. Behema daka, could you sell it to a guy or not? It depends on the minigam makam. Ubechol makam, ein meichem lehem v'loy v'yisrael achashet limkor lehem behema gasa. You never let to sell a behema gasa. Im loy ayidei sirsir, based on yesterday's gemara. Oy she yoideya shekoyna oysa l'shchita. V'achshav, says the Shulchan Aruch, nagu het to bekal. Today, nowadays, it's okay. There's no issues. So, hayoyim bizman hazeh, there's no issa to sell a behema gasa to a guy. Why not? Says the guy in two reasons. He says, number one, the Gemara said you're allowed to sell it through a middleman. Through a broker was okay. What was the reason? Because the ikach shash of selling a behema gasa was gzeira mishum desyoini. And what was the gzeira mishum desyoini? The zimnin, the zavnin on the halei, samach l'shkiyas achama. You're going to sell samach l'shkiyas achama. of Maile Shab to Erev Shabbos, Va'amale, and the buyer and the seller are going to be having a conversation. He's going to say, Tonas, you know, why don't you test drive it? V'shamale V'koli, the animal's going to hear the voice of the seller, the owner, va'ozla machmasi, it's going to walk because of it, v'nichalei the tezel, even though it's a dovah shein mischavim, but it's nichalei, so it's a psik ratio, v'havalei mechamer achar behemte b'shabbos, it's going to come out, you're a mechamer achar behemte b'shabbos. So being that you're going to come l'idei mechamer, that's what, so the Gemara said, the whole shash spoke out the Gemara is because the animal's going to hear the voice of the seller. So if the seller's present at the time of the sale, it's an issue. But if there's a broker there, it's not an issue. So say, the says the Goyin, you want to know why today it's not an issue? Today it's not an issue because apparently once upon a time, there was this bond between animal and owner where the animal knew it recognized the voice of the owner and there was this a real chash of mechamer. But today we don't have that anymore. And just like the Gemara says, where you don't have the chash, such as by a sir, so you have nothing to worry about. Over there, it's not aser. So bismanenu, it's never going to be aser. But then the Gemara says something very interesting that the Shach says, barichas as well. And that is, he says, va'oi cha'onu misei ma'at. Today, there's not a lot of us. And if we're not going to sell our behema gases to ovde kechavim, nafsu, who are we going to sell it to? You know, once upon a time, we had our own little economy. But today, if we're going to only do business amongst ourselves, we're not going to have any business to do. So, praktisch geret, says the goyin, and the shach says the same thing. You want to know why today you have no iser? Because anu misei ma'at, and if we're going to limit who we can sell behemoth's gases to amongst ourselves, tzvish and haimisha, we're not going to have who to sell it to. And either way, for those two reasons, Shulchan Aruch says, va'achshav etzah. Halacha psuka nago had to bekal. There's not going to be an issue, but there's a fest to Tosfos on the top of Tezvav Amanav. So the Gemara said that the reason you're not allowed to sell the behema gaso is gzeri mishum nesiyoni. What's the nesiyoni? The animal's going to hear the voice of the seller as they're going through this little test drive process. Va'ozla machmase. It's going to come out that the owner was over the iser mechamer. We know there's an iser of shvisas behemo and there's an iser of mechamer, and they're not the same thing. What's shvisas behemo? It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to do malach. Your behemoth is not allowed to do malach either. So a yid who owns an animal, the animal can't do malach. The animal can't be chayrish, just like you can't be chayrish. The animal can't be koitz, just like you can't be koitz. An animal is not allowed to do malach on Shabbos. So we know as shvisas behemo. Shvisas behemo is not one of the Lamates Malachis, there's no Karis, there's no Chatas, there's no Skila, there's not even a Malchus. It's an Aseh, but Shvisas Behema is an Aseh that's Aser on Shabbos. Additionally, there's something called Lav de Mechamer. What's Lav de Mechamer? Lav de Mechamer means that if your animal is in the field, you're not allowed to walk behind your animal, lead it while it's doing some sort of Malacha. So, in addition to the assay that exists every time an animal, even on its own, does malacha, there's a lois assay of mechamer, which is usher only if you're causing, you're somehow leading the animal. The Gemara said that what's the chash? The chash is that the animal is going to hear the voice of the owner, it's going to walk machmase, and it's going to come at you a mechamer, because even though you didn't physically walk it with a leash, but you talked, and you're talking by you recognizing your voice, caused the talk. And we just said now, if there's a sirser, for example, where it doesn't hear the voice of the seller, there's no problem. Because the chshash is mechamer. Freik Tosfos, even if there's no chshash mechamer, v'im toim, alam ali taim ad mechamer, teipa glei mishum shvises behavtei l'chud. It sounds like the whole issue is that the seller's going to be present. What if the seller's not present? Even if he's not there, there's going to be a problem. You have the issue of shvises behemah. So why do I have to come on to the lav of mechamer? L'chura, even if you don't have the lav of the mechamer, such as there's a sirser, so it's not walking machmas the owner, but still, you're going to sell it. Samach l'shkiyas hachama. The buyer is going to want to give it a little test. It's going to do malacha, and it's going to come at you over mechamer. Why do we need the fact that this owner was there, thus creating a lav the mechamer? L'chura, even without lav the mechamer, it should be okay. So the emesis, Tosfos gives a teretz, and the achrenim are very myrich in Tosfos kash. I'll just tell you two terutzim. They touch on sugyas that we've spoken about many times, but ein beis medrash b'lo chiddush. The Pnei Shua in Masechet Shabbos says that, you know what the teretz is? You know what the teretz is? Because what's the chshash? What malacha are we concerned the animal's going to do? The animal is going to walk. That's what this person's testing it to do. It's going to be carrying bags on it, the loads. It's going to walk the sea. It's going to carry Dalet Amos B'Shus Arab. That's what the chashash was in the Gemara, Daf Tes Vav Amidav. So up there, that Tosfos says throughout Masechet Shabbos, and he says in Masechet Zeirivin as well in a few places, that Hoitzah is a Malacha Geruah. Mitzvah is a unique type of malacha. It's what Tosfos calls a malacha grua. That's why even though all the lamatas malachas don't have a makar anywhere in the Torah, it's any malacha that was chashev in the malachas hamishkan is aser, but the Gemara brings a pasuk. How you know that Haitzah is aser? Not only does the Gemara bring a pasuk for Haitzah, the Gemara brings a pasuk for Haitzah, and it's another pasuk for Hachnasa. Yitzias Hashabbos, Shtayim Sheim Arba, right? What do you need that old long-winded Mishnah with the Balabayas and the Ani? It's because you need a special Hadgasha for Haitzah, a special Hadgasha for Hachnasa, being that it's a Malacha Gerua, so there would have been a Havamina that maybe it shouldn't be awesome. The Gemara brings Psukim for the Toldos of Haitzah. Not only for the Ad Malacha, but for the Talda as well. And Tosfos continues, he says it three times on Daf Ez and Aleph in Masechet Shabbos. And that is that Haitzah is a Malacha Gerua, and me that Haitzah is a Malacha Gerua, it's viewed differently. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Haitzah is a Malacha Gerua, it's going to happen after Min Alalacha. Even though this is an Issa Shvisas Behema, but your Behema only can't do a Malacha, that's a Malacha Chashuv. But if the Malacha is a Malacha Gerua, such as Haitzah, that's the one example, if Haitzah is a Malacha Gerua, there's going to be no Issa Shvisas Behema. So al shvisas behemah there'd be no issur. You know what the issur is? Mechamer. But without mechamer, would it be a problem? Because the assay of shvisas behemah relates only to a malacha chashuva. Haitzah dalan amas b'shus harabim is not a malacha chashuva. It's a malacha gerua. Being that it's a malacha gerua, there's not going to be an issue. We've spoken out in the past a different afkamina lahalacha. I mean, is there an afkamina lahalacha because of the fact that halacha haitzah is a malacha gerua? Tosfos says it in the bir hasugyas and shas. But what about in halacha? Does a chapen afkamina? Is it an afkamina? Meaning we always speak out is the Rabbah. In Hilcha Shabbos, Simin Reish Sadik Tes, halacha that we all know, that Matzah Shabbos, even though the sun sets, it's Rabbeinu Tam, it's Achtel, you finished already with all the Shiurim, but you're still not allowed to do malacha until you say, Baruch HaMavdol Mekoyel Shechol. Now, if you say Atochein Antanu, you're good. But if you didn't say Atochein Antanu, or you were Mavdol Alakais, you need to say some word of Havdalah, it's based on a Gemara and Shabbos, so you have to say Baruch HaMavdol Mekoyel Shechol. The Rabbah says it specifically regarding the women that they don't daven ma'ariv, so they don't say atochein antanu. If they want to do malacha before the husband comes home from shul, they have to be careful. They have to make sure yesh lelamdam sheyomer amavdom in kodesh shachol kodem sheyaslu malacha. Then the Rama says v'yesh shayomer the cholzeh malacha gemura. This is all true if you're doing a full fledged malacha. Kigoy koyse va'oyreg avladlokas aner ba'alma oy hoytzam yirshos leshos ain't tzarich lezeh. Why? Because it's not a malacha gemura. So the Rama speaks out with regards to the malacha baruch hamavdom in kodesh shachol that being that hoytzam is not a malacha gemura. How did Rambam know Haitzah is malacha? Because Rambam learned Masechta Shabbos. And he knows Tosfos is Yisoy throughout Masechta Shabbos that Haitzah is not a malacha gemura. So he said, Chatzach an afkamina lalacha. You don't have to say Baruch HaMavdom and Kodesh Shechol if you want to carry. He says, Adlocha Saner as well. But if you want to carry, this Pnei Yeshua, a little bit more lumbish, but there's another afkamina. Shvisas Beheva for Haitzah, says the Pnei Yeshua is going to be mutter. It's Mavur. From Tosfos Kasha, that's the Teretz. That's what we had to come on to the Lav the Mechamer. Either way, that's the first Mahalach in the Achrayim. The second Mahalach is the Menachas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, but just a little eeny meeny Hagdama. That is, we know the Gemara says that even though women are parted from all mitzvahs and seishas mangarama, Noshim Chayova is Bekiddush Hayoim Dvar Torah. Why? Because it says by the first Aseres Hadibris, and it says by the Luchas Shniyos, Parshas Vezchanon, Shomer Yisayim Shabbos Lekatcha. We're makish Tzchira L'Shmira, Kol Sheyeshne B'Shmira, Yeshne B'Tzchira. Shmira is the Loisa, say. Being that women are Chayiv and Shomer Yisayim Shabbos Lekatcha, a woman has to keep Shabbos because a woman is Chayiv in all Loisa, says, even if it's Mangirama, so too she's going to be Chayiv in Zohar Yisayim Shabbos Lekatcha. Zohar Yisayim Shabbos Lekatcha is the Makar to the Mitzvah Saseh of Kiddush Hayoyim. That's the Gemara that women are Chayiv in Kiddush Hayoyim. Kiveger, in Tosfos Rav Kiveger on Mishnayos, in the beginning of Perek B'meh Behema, declares, a woman chayiv in the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema, or they not chayiv in Shvisas Behema? Women are chayiv in all loisaseh. Savado, a woman has to keep Shabbos. A woman is also chayiv in the mitzvah saseh of Kiddush Hayoyim because you have the hekish between Zohar Seim HaShabbos HaKachoy and Shomer Seim HaShabbos HaKachoy. But Klet Rav Kiveger, what about the aseh of Shvisas Behema? Is she chayiv or not? What's the shaila? On the one hand, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman garama. It's only asr and shabbos. So I mean that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman garama. Maybe women should be potter. But Klez Rav Kiveger, maybe being that Chazal said that there's a hekish between Zohar Seim HaShabbos HaKachoy and Shomer Seim HaShabbos HaKachoy. So there's a giloy that the mitzvah saseh of Kiddush Hayoyim, even though it too is a mitzvah saseh shazman garama, still women are going to be chayiv. So maybe the way we have to understand the Hekesh is not that it relates only and exclusively to Kiddush HaYoyim, but that women will be chayiv in every single mitzvah saseh, that women will be chayiv in every mitzvah saseh that relates to Shabbos. So even though Shvisas Behem is a mitzvah saseh, and it's man girama, but the Hekesh that taught me that women are chayiv in Kiddush maybe teaches me that they're going to be chayiv in all mitzvah saseh, even the mitzvah saseh of Shvisas Behem. Says Rav Kiveg, it's a mefurish machlokes Rishonim. Rishonim, Perek Kol Kisvei in Masechta Shabbos, the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rishonim over there are discussing, is a woman chayiv in Shalosh Sudos? Does a woman have to eat three Sudos? When a woman sits down to eat on Shabbos, does she have to have lechem mishnah or does she not? Says the Ram, because of Rabbeinu Tam, the noshim chayoves begimul sudos v'chein namid of tzoyah shtei kikaris. Why? Shafein hoyu ba'oise hanes haman. Because we know that why do you eat three sudos on Shabbos? And why lechem mishnah? It's related to the mat. The mat was a nes. Afein hoyu ba'oise hanes. And just like Rav Shuv and Levi said in Arvi Psochim that women have to drink dal kaisis. And just like women are chayiv in Mikra Megillah, there's an chayiv in Erchanaka. Sha'afein hoyu ba'oise hanes. There's an afein hoyu ba'oise hanes as it relates to the nes of the man. Thus, any mitzvah that we have on Shabbos related as a zeicha to the man, a woman has to keep. As Zeizok Rebbeinu Tam. Zok Duran. The ein tzorach. Shebechol ma'ise Shabbos. You don't need it. It's geshmak Rebbeinu Tam. Ah, gewaldig. Afein hoyu ba'oise hanes. My man, you never thought of that. But says Duran, it's not necessary. It's superfluous. Why? Because every ma'ise Shabbos ish fi isha shof. Kedi alfina mizocha v'shomer. Eshe yeshne b'shmir yeshne b'schir. Ubechlau zeh. Havi kol chiyu v'shabbos. Zok, I don't need that. It's poshut a woman has the chiyuv. You know why? Because there's a hekesh. Shomer seh b'shabbos akache. Zocher seh b'shabbos akache. Kol she yeshne b'shmir yeshne b'schir. And a woman is yeshne b'shmir. So she's yeshne b'shmir. There's no reason. Shouldn't be yeshne b'shmir. What's the shayla? The shayla is, how far do you take the hekesh? Is the hekesh only negeya the mitzvah of kiddush? Zocher seh b'shabbos akache. Or is the mitzvah negeya all the mitzvahs of Shabbos? Zok, Rav Kiveg, this nafkamin would be shvisas behem. She's behem is taka only asay. It's only an asay. Mechas chinuch a mitzvah lamed beis has an arichos, and he brings a raya which he thinks is a checkmate raya from a gemara mesachta Shabbos daf nun dal lamed beis, a classic. The gemara, over there is discussing things that an animal is not allowed to carry with it on in Shabbos, and the gemara says parasa yisrael belaza ben Azaria once walked out with a certain thing, and it was very bad. The Gemara says, "Parasa shall Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah." It sounds almost like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had one para, the chad of para. Havi leiv amar Rav, v'amil amar Rav Yudam Rav. Chase alfi egli havi ma'ise. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah me edrei kol shas. You want to know how many paras Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had? Take a look at the amount of ma'ise behema that he used to give. He used to give treser alfi egli 12,000 agolim for ma'ise kol shas of a shas. Every single year. So every year he was paying just Maitse Behema, 12,000. You imagine how many agolim he had? You see, it was a gvirada. So it was a gvirada. How can you say this loshoin of Paras Lesha Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah? Says the Gemara Tana, Lesha Loi Haisa, Elosh El Shchenta Haisa. It wasn't really his. It belonged to his neighbor. But when she allowed this animal to go out, the Loz Ben Azariah wasn't Meicha. Thus, Nikras Al Shmoi, it's considered as if it was his. And that's why you have this whole story of Parasa Yisrael Belazar Ben Azariah. But it really wasn't his. Whose was it? Listen to the Lashon HaGemara. L'shoy me'azah. Shal shchentai hoysa. U'mitoich shalai michabah. Nikras al shmai. Says the Menachas Chinuch, if you read the Lashon HaGemara, it sounds like this neighbor was a woman. Shal shchentai hoysa. U'mitoich shalai michabah. Nikras al shmai. It sounds like a woman owned it, right? It doesn't sound like a man owned it. It sounds like a woman owned it. And the truth is, Menachas Chinuch says, it's mefurin Yerushalmi. It's mavur in Yerushalmi that it belonged to a woman. So if it belonged to a woman, and what's the issur l'chura? Shvisas behema. You see mafurish from this gemara that there's a shvisas behema even by a woman. Ay, it's a mitzvah saseh shas mangarama. So you have to say, like Reb Kiveger on one side, like the Ran says in Perek Kol Kisvei, that being that iske shmira l'schira, so kol sheyesh nebeshmira yesh nebeschira, and it's not only for Kiddush Hayom, but if it's for all the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, bottom line is, says the Mechaz Chinuch, have a raya for me. So to Mechaz Chinuch, I'll bring you another raya. You know what my raya is? Tois savoy dezare daf tez vava menach. Tois asks a kasha. Yeah, the whole sugya, you're not going to sell the behemoth gas to a guy. Why not? Gzeri mishum nesiyoni. And the Gemara says, what's the chshash? Mechamer. Fake Tois, why do you have to comment to Mechamer? Say more pashit. Say shvisas behemoth. Chapsach an afkamin if the owner was a woman. If the owner is a woman, the owner is not a man. Is there going to be a problem? Or is there not going to be a problem? Al shvisas behemoth, maybe there wouldn't be an issue. Because it'd be a mitzvah say shas mangarama. But lav de mechamer, that's a loisaseh. If that's a loisaseh, says look, the minchas chinuch, that if you're going to take on that, this is already the other side, that women are potter from shvisas behema, because the mitzvah says it's man garam, you'd be marviach Taisis ka. Taisis didn't say that. You know why Taisis didn't say that? Because presumably Taisis up like this raya from the Gemara behema sechta Shabbos daf nun dalad on the base, where it's mavur in the Gemara, that even a woman is chayev in shvisas behema, so that wouldn't chapsach anaf gemina. But male Taisis kut mita. We're gavaldig a kasha. Why did the Gemara have to come out to lav the mechamer? Say more pasha. Just say shvisas behema. Even if the owner is not there, even if it's not going to hear its voice, still you're going to end up having an issue. Just say one ha'ara. But derech agav, we learned the Gemara earlier in the week where the Gemara said that you can't be makdish something bezman hazeh. Right? Bezman hazeh, ein makdishin, ein machrimin, ein marichin bezman hazeh. Tosfos on daf yudim lamed aleph. Here, Masechtas Avodah Zarah asks from this Gemara with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Very Tosfos, if you're not going to make something hektish bezman hazeh, the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to be Ma'aser, Ma'aser Behema, which is a carbon, right? Ma'aser Behema was born as a carbon. So, Ma'aser Behema, 12,000 agalim every single year. Tosfos makes a cheshbon that this must have happened after the Chorban. Because we know Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Nasi. And how old was he when he became Nasi? He was 18 years old. And Tosfos Cheshbins, when the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah happened, it comes out that it had to have happened several years after the Chorban. So if it happened several years after the Chorban, Frey Tosfos Akasha, it would come out then that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wasn't even bar mitzvah before the Chorban. If he wasn't bar mitzvah before the Chorban, he wasn't giving Ma'aser Behema. He was a kofer. So Elamai happened after the Chorban. After the Chorban, it's a halacha, a makdishin. So how can you give Ma'aser Behema? You're not allowed to make something hektish. That's Tosfos Kasha. It's a very gishmaki. Tosfos asks the same kasha that from Dalam Adbeis. Tosfos brings a famous test from Rabbi Chanan. That doesn't mean Ma'aser. It wasn't Ma'aser. It means taxes. He was paying federal taxes, state taxes, whatever it was. But it was Armino, Tosfos says. It wasn't a real Ma'aser Behema. Because Ma'aser Behema and Chanami. Ma'aser Behema would be an issue because he was a katan. And before the Chorban and after the Chorban, they're makdishin. You're not allowed to be makdishin. But one interesting thing is Tosfos Toichtvar, when he makes the cheshbon that he figured out that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was fired bar mitzvah before the Chorban, he bases it on the fact that we know that who was the Nasi before Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Gamliel de Yavin. That's the Gemara of Zayin Amadeus, Mesachtes Brachas, Oisei Ayoyim. That's right, we all know the story of how Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. Before that, who was the Nasi? It was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, says Tosfos. And Tosfos says, I know for sure Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai had to be Nasi even after the Churban, because Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made certain takonis after the Churban, the Heri Yibana Beis Hamikdash, and Tosfos says he probably made a Bateris Nasi. Because if he made a Bateris Nasi, then Lechura, you see Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So in his cheshbin, Tosfos says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Nasi, and his Lashon is, I think, 2.5 years after the Korban. When I learned this, Tosfos, it bothered me a little bit. Because we know this Nesiim all came from David HaMelech. It's the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ha'Emet Aleph. The Gemara says, L'yasa Shevet Yehuda, that's referring to the Reish Galusa. U'mechayk ben Raglav, these were the Nesiim. And who were the Nesiim? It was Hul Azokin, it was Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yudan Nasi. These were all descendants of David HaMelech. They're all descendants of David HaMelech. It's based on a Gemara that the Nesiim, just like the kings had to be from David HaMelech, the Nesiim also had to be from David HaMelech. Was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai from David HaMelech? The Seyda Adoris has kama v'kama rayas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a kohen. If he was a kohen, he was from Shevet Levi. He wasn't from Shevet Yehuda. So it's from Shevet Levi. How could he have been Nasi? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not. You know Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Agoyla. That we know. But that he was Nasi? I thought he had Hillel, who lived before the Churban, and he had hid this head, Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, and he had the Cheshbin, who? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right? Isn't that where Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai even asked the Roman Caesar? Tamely, he wanted the family of Rabbi Gamliel, because he understood the Nasius is supposed to be from Rabbi Gamliel. But it sounds like Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was actually a Nasi. But I think there's a very obvious Tzushtal. And the Tzushtal is, won't go into this, but the Tzushtal is, Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Hamed Aleph, brings from the Yerushalmi. The Gemara says that if somebody got smicha back in the day in Bavel, it was more chashev than if he got smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So if someone was a musmach in Bavel, he could pass good shaylos in Eretz Yisrael. But if you were a musmach in Eretz Yisrael, lav dafka, you could pass good shaylos in Bavel. Bavel was considered more chashev. What's the reason? It says, Tosfos, b'shem, o Yerushalmi. The reason is, mishum the Reish Goyla, the Reish Galusa, who gave smicha in Bavel, they came from Hillel, like the Gemara says, they came from David HaMelech, le'yasa shevim Yehuda, but they were from the Scharim. They were from the paternal side. The Nasi of Eretz Yisrael, even though that's a mechaykik mibein raglav, they also came from Shevet Yehuda, but it was minikethis. It says, Tosfos, being that the Reish Galusa had yichus mitzad ha'av, and the Nesiim only had yichus mitzad ha'em, yichus mitzad ha'av is more chashuv than yichus mitzad ha'em, and it's for that reason, says Tosfos, if someone got smicha, it relates to hefkebez and hefke, different halachas, what happened in Bava was considered more authoritative than what happened in Eretz Yisrael, because they're mitzad ha'av and they're only mitzad ha'em. So it comes out, it's true, the Nesiim tactic came from Shevet Yehuda. It had to be that way. But it could be mitzad an a kevois. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a kohen. That means his yichus mitzad ha'av was kohanim. He was a ben achad, ben achad, ben to Aaron a kohen. But in terms of mitzad ha'ev, maybe he came from Malchus Beis Dov. Maybe he came from Shevet Yehuda. He came from Shevet Yehuda. That's how he was able to be a nasi. Either way, zok the Mishnah Vayta. Ein moichel lehem yana let us sell dubin, beers, va'arayos. Lions, the chol dovah sheish beinezek l'rab. So you're not allowed to sell anything dangerous to a pagan. Another halacha, ein boinim iman besilki. You're not allowed to build for them a besilki. So besilki was one of these things that they used, like a platform that they would use to kill people. Gardoin, that's where the judges would convene. It's tedaya, that's as in Shor Ha'itzdadin. That's where the bullfighting took place, so that stadium. Ubima, that was also a platform that they used to use to kill people. So these things, it's all related to Shvichas Damim, so you stay away from these things. Avobayna Miman Bimoisiois, but you are allowed to build Bimoisiois, certain types of Bimois. So Rashi says, if you take a look at Rashi, altar balaz. So we're dealing with some sort of altar, right? Self-explanatory, but a little bit different in the sense that it wasn't the altar that they actually brought the Avodah Zarah on, but it was actually something that they only used to prepare the karbonis that they were going to bring. Ubeis merchatzayis, they could build as well. The kippah, when it came to the kippah of the base hamerchitz, shemambidim alayis kichavim, mean that they used to place the Avodah Zarah, the asa livnayis, that already the yid wasn't allowed to build. So the part of the base hamerchitz that didn't relate to Avodah Zarah that you can build, the part that related to Avodah Zarah that you weren't allowed to build. Zok de gemara. Omer Rav Chanan bar Rav Chizda, va'armi lo Omer Rav Chanan bar Rava. Omer. So in the previous sugya, we discussed selling a behema daka and selling a behema gasa. What's the halacha? Behema daka depends on the minhag hamakim. Behema gasa you never let us sell. Why? Mishum nisyoini. That's the ikar reason in the gemara. So you could sometimes sell a behema daka, you can never sell a behema gasa. What about a chaya gasa? So a chaya daka you would think is also totally a minhag hamakim. But what about a chaya? Not a behema, a chaya. A chaya gasa. Are you allowed to sell a chaya gasa or you're not allowed to sell a chaya gasa? That is the topic of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Rav Chanan bar Rava said in the name of Rav, Chaya Gasa Rei Kebehem Adaka LePirchos. Chaya Gasa is treated like a Behem Adaka regarding the halachas of Pirchos, Avaloi LeMechira, but not regarding Mechira. Meaning regarding Mechira, it's treated as a Behem Gasa. So what's Pirchos? Not really our sugya. But Pirchos is a halach in Hilcha Shechita. The halach is that when a Sheikhet is shechting an animal, Chulin, not Kachin, a Sheikhet is shechting an animal, he has to make sure that the animal doesn't die before it shechts it. Because if the animal dies before it shechts it, then it comes out, you shechted a dead animal, it's an avela, you're not going to be able to eat it. So there's a certain simonim you have to look out for to make sure the animal was alive throughout the shechita process. There's certain movements that you want to see the animal make during the shechita, that's a simon that it's alive. Now those movements vary between a behema daka and a behema gasa. A behema daka is a smaller animal. Being that it's a smaller animal, a small movement isn't necessarily a sign of life. So you need a little bit more movement in order for it to be a sign of chiyus for the shechita to be a kosher shechita. Behema gasa is a grubba animal. So even a little bit of a movement, that's already a sign that it's exerting energy. So that's already enough to view it as a kosher animal. So Rav said, a chaya gasa, we look at it as a behema daka with regards to the halachas of Pirchos in Masechet Chulin, in Shechita. But as it relates to this sugya, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, selling an animal, chaya gasa, is viewed as a behema gasa. Meaning, you can't ever sell a behema gasa. Rav held, you can't ever sell a chaya gasa. But the Gemara said, Rav Chanan bar Rava said that I disagree with Rav, af le mechira, that a chaya gasa is viewed as a behema daka, even the mechira. And just like there's times that you're allowed to sell a behema daka, makam shenagu limkar, so too as it relates to a chaya gasa. Makam shenagu limkar, meichrin shaloi limkar, it all depends on the meaning. Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, ein meichrin lehem dubin va'arayas, lo yicholdova sheish be'nezak l'ram. You're not allowed to sell anything that's going to cause harm. And the examples were beers and lions. Now, a beer and a lion is a chaya, not a behema. It's also a gasa. It's not a daka. So the Gemara makes the obvious inference, the obvious diuk. Time, but this beinezek l'rabim. It sounds like the only reason you're not allowed to sell a beer or a lion is because it's dangerous. Hales beinezek l'rabim, but if it wasn't dangerous and you weren't concerned that the guy was going to use it to harm people, shari, it would be okay. So what do you see from here? That you're allowed to sell a chaya gasa. So it's a raya to Rab Chanan bar Rava. It's a kashan rav, omer rabba bar ula bar rishav. So maybe the Mishnah was talking about where the lion was a shover. Being that it was a shover, And we're going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was matter b'shvura by behema gasa. So the same thing would be true by a chaya gasa. So mitzad the iser behema gasa, there'd be no problem. Again, why? Because it's a shaver. Kamashmon, there's a new reason. There's a new reason you're not allowed to sell it. You want to know why you're not allowed to sell it? You can't sell it because it's dangerous. And vice versa, the line is dangerous even when it's a shaver. So dangerous, nezak l'rabim, yeah, that's an issue. But in terms of the iser behema, but enochinami, if it wasn't a shaver, if the iser behema gasa would be applicable, then it'd be point is, it's not applicable. It's N.A. It's just not applicable because we're dealing over here with a shvur. Ashi, Rav Ashi said, even more pashut, along the same theme, but more pashut. It's not my reshavur, it's a malacha. What's the whole issue? Why you're not allowed to sell a behema? Because it's going to lead to mechamer. It's all related to the animal doing malacha. Behema gasa, it's a grabbing. What kind of malacha is it going to do? It's shavur, it's a malacha. It's the king of the animal kingdom, but it's not going to do anything from a malacha. It's not a very productive animal in terms of doing malacha Shabbos. So mean that you're not going to get any malacha out of it, so it's viewed as a shaver. So mitzad the iser of behema gasa, it doesn't apply. There's a new reason you can't do it. Which, by the way, so what's it coming to exclude? It's coming, what can't you sell? You can't sell, for example, a domesticated lion. A domesticated lion that you know for sure isn't dangerous. So that would be an example. It's not you can't. Because it's shaver, it's a malacha. So you don't have the iser behema gasa. And it's also, there's no nezak l'rab, meisve, but the Gemara says it's mefurish b'raisa. K'shem she'im oichon behema gasa, k'achim oichon lem chaya gasa, v'afilu b'mokam she'im oichon lem behema daka, even in a place where the minhag is to sell a behema daka, chaya gasa e'im oichon lem. Why? Because chaya gasa is like a behema gasa. Who's that a raya to? Rav. Who's it a kashon? Rav Chanan bar Rava. Zok the Gemara. Tiyufta the Rav Chanan bar Rava. Tiyufta. Ravina. Rami. Masnis in a braisa. So now we have a mefurish braisa. A braisa that says clearly that a chaya gasa is like a behema gasa, not a behema daka. Even in a place where they sell behema daka, you still can't sell a chaya gasa, which was a raya to Rav a kashon. So we're going to have the same exact exchange that the Gemara had previously, but not on Rav and Rav Chanan bar Rava, but rather on this alleged stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Ravina, Rami, Masis, and Abraisa, Mishak. Tanan. The Mishnah said, "Hey, Moichrim, Dubin, Varayas, Vatloi, Choldova, Sheish, May Nezek, L'Rav." Time it, this, May Nezek. Holes, May Nezek, Moichrim. Right? Sounds like from the Mishnah, you're allowed to sell a Chayagasa. A dove and a re, they're dangerous, you can't. But mitzad the iser behema gasa, there's no problem. For a mini, k'shem shem meichem behema gasa, k'achem meichem chay gasa. Va'afilu b'mokum shem meichem behema daka, chayagasa e meichrim. The Mefurisha Braisa, that was Tiyuf, the Rav Chanan bar Rava. But the point is, the Mishnah's Mashman, you could sell a Chaya Gasa, unless it's dangerous. And the Braisa says, Mefurish, you can't sell a Chaya Gasa. Mishani, Bari, Shavar, Valibid Rabbi Yehuda. One Teret says, the Mishnah agrees that you can't sell a Chaya Gasa, but we're discussing where you don't have the Issa Behema Gasa. Why not? Because you're dealing with a Shavar, and going, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Ashi, Yom Astam, Ari, Shavar, Oetz, Malacha. Same two Terutzin, but not as an answer to reconcile Rav with the Mishnah, but rather as an answer to reconcile the Braisa with the Mishnah. Haskel, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, I stam don't understand this whole sugya. Man leimelon dari chaya gasu, dum chaya daka. Interesting. Rav Nachman thought that maybe it's a chaya daka, not a chaya gasu. What's even more interesting is the Gemara just goes weiter. The Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara doesn't say tiyufta. The Gemara doesn't do anything. Rav Ashi, dayek masnisin, umoisif tiyufta. Rav Ashi, again, same exchange, but a little bit differently. He made the diak in the Mishnah, and he asked the kasha. Tanan, the Mishnah says, ein moichelam dubim v'arayis, v'loi chol dove sheyesh bein nezak l'rab. Time it, this bein nezak. Sounds like the reason that there's a problem to sell an ari and a dove is because there's nezak l'rab. Hol les bein nezak, but if there be no nezak l'rab, in moichel. The time, and he continued, ari, this not ari, shavu reitz malach. It sounds like the only reason there's an issue is because, I mean, the only reason it's aser because it's nezek l'rabim is because it's a lion. We picked an animal that's shavar eitz malacha. Avo midi achrini, but let's say there'd be a lion that's not shavar eitz malacha. The avim malacha why? Tiyufta the Rav Chanan bar Rava tiyufta. And he held that this was a tiyufta the Rav, meaning what was Rav Ashi's deep? Rav Ashi, again, this is all the same svaras, just coming from different angles. Rav Ashi was saying that it's interesting to me that the Mishnah picked an animal that's nezek l'rabim that also can't do malacha. It sounds almost like if it could do malacha, you wouldn't need nezek l'rabim, which is a raya to rab, because if it could do malacha, it would be awesome anyways. Mitzad behei magasa, says the Gemara, v'chayi gasa mi asmai malacha avdo. We're assuming here that a chayi gasa could do malacha, because if a chayi gasa can't do malacha, then this whole conversation is dead on arrival. So obviously we're assuming it could do malacha. What's the tzad that should be viewed as a behei magasa? Behema gasa could do malacha. What malacha could it do? Amar Abaya, Amar Limar Yehuda, the Behemar Yoichani, Tochani Rechayim Barudi. Says in Yoichani's family, they used to be Toichain with Arudi, certain types of donkeys. So you see a Chaya Gasa, is able to do malach. Amar Rab Zeirik, Yavina Bei Rab Yehuda, Amar Allah, and he said, Gemir Minoha Emosa. I'm about to tell you halacha, pay attention. Demigavir Rabba Shmila, I heard it from a Gavir Rabba. Falo Yadana, they said, who's the Gavir Rabba? He says, I'm not sure. But I know, it's either me Rav, or Mishmo. So he said, I'm about to tell you something, Rab Zeirik said. I heard it either from Rabbi Shmuel, regardless if it's Rabbi Shmuel, it's from a Gadol Adar, it's from a Gavir Rabba, so just pay close attention. What was the halacha? Chaya Gasa, Harehi Ki Behema Daka, the Pirchos. A Chaya Gasa is viewed as a Behema Daka as it relates to the halacha in Chulin, Pirchos. So just like a Behema Daka, if it makes a subtle movement during the Shechit, that's not a sign that it's alive. You need more movement. A Chaya Gasa is viewed as a Behema Daka. Now, who said this, by the way? We had this right at the beginning of the Gemara. Rav was the one that said it. Rav said that a Chaya Gasa is like a Behema Daka le Pirchos. Avaloy le Mechira, but it's like a Behema Daka. But Rab Zeira said, he can't remember, he heard this from Rab Yehuda, and Rab Yehuda wasn't sure who he heard it from. Sukta Gemara. Rab Yehuda, by the way, was a Talmud of Rav, he was a Talmud of Shmuel, in case you want to know the rest of the story. He learned by Rav and Shmuel. So he said, I can't remember which one. It's Rav and Shmuel. Sukta Gemara, a little bit of a kiasai, the Korkini. When I came to Korkini, I heard from Chia Barashi, the Yosef, he was saying, Meshmeid the Shmuel, the name of Shmuel. Chaya Gasa Rekidehim Adaka Lepirchas. I mean, as Rab Yehuda said, oh, I heard, Rab Chia Barashi heard it from Shmuel. I mean, Shmami no Meshmei the Shmuel. I must have heard it from Shmuel. But then he says, I came to Surah. Okay, I saw you the Surah. Ashkechei the Rabbi Bar Yermia, the Yosef. V'kom Ali Meshmei the Rab. He said the same halacha in the name of Rab. The Chaya Gasa Reikim Behem Adaka Leprichas. Aminas, I said, Shmami no Itma Meshmei the Rab. The Itma Meshmei the Shmuel. Maybe I heard it from both. Rav Yehuda just wasn't sure. Kislikus Lahasam. He said, then I came to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkechei the Rabasi. He said, I met Ravasi. This is Rav Zeira talking, by the way, not Rav Yehuda. Rav Zeira said, I came to Eretz Yisrael. I met Ravasi. The Yosef. So I heard Rab Chama Bar Gurya say it in the name of Rav. Rav Asi said it in the name of Rab Chama Bar Gurya in the name of Rav. I'm relays. I told him, the man mar the shmeitza Rabbi Bar Yirmiya. Rav Zeira said that I heard Rab Yehuda say that he heard Rabbi Bar Yirmiya say in the name of Rav this halacha. Rav Chama Bar Gurya goes to Eretz Yisrael, and he hears Rav Asi say that he heard from Rav Chama Bar Gurya in the name of Rav. So he challenged him. He said, why are you saying the name Rav Chama Bar Gurya, not in the name of Rabbi Bar Yirmiya? It's all tracing back to Rav. I heard Rav Yehuda say that he heard it from Rabbi Bar Yirmiya. Amalei, he told it back, Pasyo Uchmi. Kli Shachar, Rashi says. Take a look at Rashi, why he would call Rab Zeira Pasya Uchmi. Mino Minach Desmaya Shmaitza. Between me and you, we could have it all worked out. Meaning, Vaistois, Rab Chama Bar Gurya said it, and Rabbi Bar Yirmiya said it. So again, Rav Yehuda was, Rav Zeira said, I was once with Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda said, I'm going to tell you a halacha. What's the halacha? Not really negay our sugyas, that a Chaya Gasa is like a Behema Daka with regards to this halacha of Pirchos. He said, listen to what I'm about to say, write it down, make note of it, because it's true. I heard it from a Gavir Rabba. I heard it from one of my rabbis, either from Rav or Shmuel. The Gemara says that Rav Zeira, he heard it once in the name of Rav, then he heard it in the name of Shmuel. And even in the name of Rav, he heard it from Rav Chama Bar Guri in the name of Rav, Rabbi Bar Yirmiya in the name of Rav. And in the end, the Gemara said, Minoy Minach Tistayim, Vaistois, it was Rabbi Bar Yirmiya and Rav Chama Bar Guri, both in the name of Rav. The Gemara says, Itmar Nami, yeah, Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rabbi Bar Yirmiya, Omer Rav Chama Bar Guri. So it's Rav Zeira, who heard it from Rav Asi when it was in Eretz Yisrael, in the name of who? Minoy u'minoy tistayim milsa. In the name of Rabbi Bar Yirmiya and in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya. What was the halacha? Chaya gasa areiki behema daka.